Calling all lovers of mystery and fans of a good story. If you haven't already heard me talk about June's journey, you're in for a treat. It's time to don your detective hat in this free hidden object mobile game that delves into the captivating journey of June Parker, a self-proclaimed detective on a quest to unravel the mystery surrounding her sister's untimely death. In June's journey, you get to play as June, deciphering clues and unveiling secret plots within thousands of beautifully illustrated scenes. And did I mention it's set in the glitzy 1920s? New chapters are added weekly, so you will never run out of new thrills to uncover, and you can also personalize and decorate your very own Orchid Island where the story takes place. How sharp are your detective skills? Find out when you download June's Journey on your Android or iOS device, or play online via Facebook Games. Your detective journey awaits.
Hey there, it's Rachel Ballinger, and I am thrilled to invite you to Rachel Uncensored, my podcast where I get real with my friends and celebrity guests, where we talk about all sorts of topics. From personal stories to hot button issues, we cover it all. New episodes drop every Wednesday, so make sure you tune in on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Trust me, you won't want to miss out on the fun and candid conversations we have here on Rachel Uncensored.
Welcome to Fire Team Chat, IGN's Destiny show. Thank you so much for joining us today. On my right, CJ Gibson is here for this episode.
How's it going?
Thanks for coming back.
Thanks, man. Appreciate
it. Good to see you again. And Fran Mirabella on my left.
What's up, everybody? Hey, Guardians.
Hey, Guardians.
Hey, Guardians.
Welcome to Fire Team Chat. Yeah. How's it going? Mm-hmm. This week, we are going to be talking about Rise of Iron and how we feel about it after the reveal. We have a few little news updates to also discuss. We're going to be talking about Fran's question about which character you should start with if you're coming to the game fresh or starting something
it's a
new.
Question for me. I need your help. And just in general, if you're getting into the game or want to start a new character.
And then we're going to talk about the multiplayer modes that are coming to Rise of Iron and what we think or what we would like to see.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So let's kick it off. Rise of Iron, they had a little stream reveal where they ran around the new patrol area that's covered in ice. They showed a very small area of the world. And honestly, I remember the reveal. I was like amped up that day. I was like, yeah, I'm so excited. And
they give you a taste.
Yeah. Then they gave me a taste, and I was just like, that stream didn't do much for me.
Says the guy that's like, don't show me too much, and they don't show you too much. And now you're like,
they literally showed you like nothing, though.
But to be fair,
what
did they show us? They showed us and by the way, I was like, it was okay. They showed us where you drop in the new patrol for Earth in the Cosmodrome. What they have not showed us is Plague Lands.
Yeah, they also didn't
so
show
that's
us
the big
like,
reveal.
They also didn't show us much of the area. They only showed us a small bit.
Yeah, was it over by Great Divide or something like that? I think.
Yeah, where the big spider tank used to
be. Yes, yeah, it's where
dropped.
Yep.
Yeah, so I was a little underwhelmed by that. And just overall, I'm noticing the hardcore Destiny players. Of course, we're excited. We're going to play Rise of Iron. We're there. I'm worried. My concern is that Rise of Iron is not going to bring in a new crowd. So let's talk to somebody new. CJ Gibson.
New.
Are you still super excited?
Oh, I'm excited, yeah. New to – I mean, I'm
he's
playing
not new
a lot.
To Destiny. Exactly.
Yeah, sorry. You play a lot.
Do.
You're Since new on the show.
Yes.
So let's get your take.
I mean, for the most part, I think any new Destiny content, when it first comes out, for about a month, it feels great. And so you just kind of immerse yourself. You go, you know, there's a bunch of new little things that happen. There's that community feeling all over again. Mm-hmm. But I think what's going to happen now is that people are going to start to go, what's next, very quickly. Mm-hmm. And we'll see. I mean, obviously the raid and the challenge mode parts, if that happens, I think that will be good. But I don't know. I think Destiny 2 is very close to the mindset of people going, okay, well, what is next? And I don't think it will bring tons of new players back. I'm excited, but I don't think it's going to bring, you know, if you miss the first two, I don't think you're coming back for Rise of Iron.
Yeah, I mean, it's a $30 expansion.
Yeah.
You know, I think we've touched on this a little before. And
it's a big expansion.
And, you know, we were talking about it before the show. Yeah, I mean, it's still a Taken King sized expansion. We know roughly what to expect. The price point is set in a way that I think we know what to expect. We shouldn't be that surprised at what's coming. A new raid's coming. They're releasing a new Crucible mode. There's a new social space, just like when we first got to the Reef, right? There's a very similar pattern. There's going to be gear that's going to be shut down. That you won't be able to play until who knows, maybe never, maybe later. There's going to bring back some gear, and then there's going to be all new gear. And so, yeah, I think the big difference is, like, part of what you were getting at, right, was, like, yeah, is it going to bring in, like, a whole new crowd? I mean, I think absolutely not.
I hope it does.
But my excitement level doesn't ride on that.
Mm. Yeah, I think it'll bring people back who were in year one and two who potentially strayed away a little bit, but I don't think it's going to bring in, yeah, a bunch of new people. Oh, it's a brand new title. You know, yeah, the way people missed out on the first two.
I think the reason the wind was taken out of my sails a little bit is because I felt the stream, and I would have faced this challenge also. I felt that the stream was just a little bit lackluster. In the past,
the Cosmodrome Patrol video.
They like go in, they reveal the Sparrowhorn, they show the Gallerwing. Is that what it's called?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Some crazy. It's a weird name,
yeah,
isn't it?
It's a Galler. Yeah, yeah.
Because there's a fan one, and then there's the actual
official one. No, that's the official one. It's the Galler way.
Okay, yeah. I'm just trying to remember the difference. Anyway, so they come up with this reel. They show the bike three times. The bike's like, okay, I'm cool. And then there were some broadcast technical difficulties.
Yeah.
And in the past, it's been like, all right, here's quality of life improvements. You're getting a bigger vault. You're getting this. Here's new characters you can visit in the tower. Next up, here's some three new armor sets for each of the new factions. This is what you can work towards. And then there's this other thing. It's very structured. They have a plan. They go in. They execute it. This one was basically they go in. They briefly touch on concept art. There's technical difficulties. They showcase one or two new things in the production. And then they're just like, all right, I guess we'll end it and show the trailer that you've seen two times already. And I think because of the presentation style, mm-hmm. it has impacted my hype level. Because their first reveal, they knocked it out of the park. Mm-hmm. It was fantastic. They showed, like, the roadmap of what they're going to be revealing. For Rise of Iron, when they did the stream talking about Plaguelands, and they revealed the trailer, and they showed everything, like the new raid, and we did the rewind, and I did the analysis piece. And this one was just like, there wasn't a lot to pull from. They could have showed off the new armor that they've already shown the Warlock wearing. They could have showed off the new Trials mm-hmm. armor. They didn't do that. They could have showed us assets that they've already showed us just in-engine and what they look like and gone over them in the menu and stuff like that, not giving away too much. But they didn't do any of that. They just ran around in a patrol area, and it's impacted my excitement about the game that I'm still hyped for, yeah, but I'm just kind of like, I was confused by the presentation.
But it's a month and a half out. I feel like I see and hear this a lot. Like, you're going to say this now.
Yeah.
And then going to be Gamescom.
They're going to be like, woo!
Yeah, they're going to show the new, yeah. whatever, Crucible mode.
Yeah.
And then we're going to find out what that is. And they're like, oh, man, all right, now I'm hyped. But then we still haven't seen Plaguelands. I mean, who knows if they'll show that before at Gamescom. But then that will come after. And then also, well, they're not going to show us the raid, I doubt, right?
Yeah.
But they'll show us, I think, more of a strike or something at some point.
Yeah,
so to me, they're pacing it out. I mean, think about it. You've got almost 4 weeks in September, I guess about three, that you have to go through and wait. You got PAX coming up.
That's true. And they did say they're going to be at PAX.
Like, you know, meaning the reverse is, like, it's only August 1st, mm-hmm. right around now. It's getting close. That's still almost 2 months away. So, like, yeah. right, if they show you a bunch of stuff now, which, by the way, is not totally done. It's basically done.
Mm-hmm.
But then what are they going to show later?
Yeah.
So now they got you hyped, but then, by the way, when you're about to press the I'll buy that button, you don't have as much hype.
Mm-hmm.
And so, quite honestly, that's how the hype train works with PR. So it doesn't surprise me. They don't have a ton to show,
mm-hmm.
but I would totally agree with you that, like, the way they showed off the Cosmodrome, like, you know, it seems like maybe they're just very busy. They don't have a lot of resources, right, to plan.
Yeah,
and
they
produce
are probably in, like, super crunch right now. So
yeah, I agree. It's more thought could be put into. You're right, because something as little as like, okay, it's just a taste, and we're not going to go inside this room that the shanks are cutting through, but we do want to show you this warmer. Here's a piece of armor, you know, and that can go a long way. Yeah. And so I agree with you. It was a little light on that front.
Yeah, they could improve next time. And the whole reason I brought this up though was my concern with watching the community react to this stuff. It's also been very timid, and I'm just kind of like, if the hardcore is reacting timidly to your reveals, yeah, that's a little worrisome for me.
Yeah.
Because I want new players. I want people coming back to play.
I don't think that's going to happen. Other than, you know, we all have those friends that come back and they want to play the raid for a little bit. Mm-hmm. But then that's about it. And I think that, CJ was getting at it. Like, yeah, you're going to need like a full Destiny 2 relaunch, new engine, new features, et cetera, which is just down the road. I mean, again, this is a DLC pack.
Yeah, yeah.
You're not going to get a new game.
It's a DLC pack that's comparable to the Taken King, though.
Yeah, but we saw Taken King didn't bring in a bunch of people, right?
Yeah, it did.
Brought did a bunch it really?
Half of our office started playing Destiny when the
For
Taken King
long,
launched.
For how long, though? Yeah.
For long enough, but new players came in, and I can guarantee you some of those were converted into longtime players.
That is true. Yeah. I just mean it wasn't like a huge en masse difference. Like, at least I didn't notice. I don't have the numbers.
In our office alone, I'd say 12 new people started playing.
But that was because they realized that the game had been fixed and they wanted to like get a taste of it, but then they went away, you know? And I think that'll happen again. I'm just saying, like, from a mass side of things, I don't think you're going to get a ton of people that are super interested in Destiny 2 over this.
But I hope you're wrong.
Yeah.
And there's a bunch of different things too that you saw, like, you know.
Same formula.
Yeah, same formula. And so from that standpoint, like, is there going to be, you know, the Solar Titans? There's a bunch of new stuff that we didn't see at the time.
It's like, oh, yeah, we got a subclass.
Yeah, we got a subclass. So now it's like there's no new subclass. There's potentially new, that we know of. Unless, I doubt it.
Well, in the HUD before there was a slot.
You saw a slot box and you were kind of go, oh, what's this? But, yeah, so from that standpoint, it seemed like they did a really good job at marketing Taken King as a complete separate relaunch of Destiny. Mm-hmm. Doesn't feel like this is what's happening with Rise of Iron, but... Yeah. I don't know.
But it's not supposed to be. That's my point.
I know, but
the aspiration. But I mean,
but that's what I think they've done well with that. Because the first update did not have that. You know, it was not like that Taken King S.
First
like,
update being Crota
with
Zen,
like,
you mean?
Crota Zen. Okay. Yeah, it was kind of like, you know, oh, here's a little bit of DLC. But they really did it right with Taken King. And they added in fixed of a lot of things, you know, like Vault and everything else.
But that's the thing. The game is a lot more, you know, balanced out. And then most recently, I'd say they fixed the infusion confusion. That's gotten better. But it's not like, remember, when it launched, that is why I would say more people came back in. They got so turned off of the grind after level 18 to 20 there. They were like, I'm just out. They never really saw a lot of the other stuff because the barrier to entry was crazy.
Yeah.
So, meaning, I think that's why they came back. I think you'll experience a little bit of that again. And there's some people who still haven't played since, you know, the beginning. So I think you will get it. I'm just, like, I want the same thing. I just don't think it's realistic to think you're going to get a bunch of people playing Destiny all of a sudden because of a new Crucible mode and another raid.
Let's face it.
Yeah. Same formula. It's going to be – I'm excited.
And the huge new campaign.
Really? You expect a huge new campaign? I don't.
They're saying it's as big as Taken King.
But that's the point. You saw Taken King. It was not some huge new campaign. We revisited a bunch of areas and, like, you know, this enemy now is black and white and, you know, shivering and, like, I like it. I'm just saying it's not like a whole new experience, you know. Like, we got a piece of that on Phobos.
I would say vanilla
and the Dreadnought.
Well, you're getting into a discussion about vanilla Destiny versus Taken King, and was that a jump? And if you don't think that was a jump,
you're
way off mark.
No, it was. Absolutely.
Yeah.
I'm just saying I don't expect that from Taken King to Rise of Iron.
Got it.
Why would you expect that? Because my point is they already fixed all that.
I expect the same caliber quality content as Taken King. Cinematics, which we're going to get.
Story.
New gear. We're going to get those story elements. Yeah. Yes, we have new multiplayer modes that we know are coming.
The raid was awesome. Yeah.
And they did a lot to the detriment of the excitement level with that reveal is what I'm getting at.
Did a lot. I missed you on that part.
To lower the excitement level with a lackluster stream.
You're saying from the Cosmodrome stream.
The Cosmodrome
stream. Well, but it's like, that's my point. They barely showed anything. Like, when we see the raid, I think we'll be pretty excited. Yeah. I'd be very surprised if, honestly, I was so excited to get inside Kingsfall. Mm-hmm. And even, like, Crota's End. I mean, the raids are so cool. So my excitement level is, like, huge. For the $30 just to play the raid, I mean, I'm in. Give me a couple exotics, gear out of the raid. I know I'll be complaining in
Thorn.
Like 4 months that I don't have enough gear or whatever.
You do.
Yeah.
But out for $30, it's so much fun.
Yeah.
You know, it
took
me 12 to 14 hours with all my friends and managing getting in and out of the raid to figure it out.
They've set the bar so high with those streams that to have one that missed the mark – was just surprising.
And that's it. I think that's what you're saying. It's like,
all their streams have been freaking fantastic.
Really? Remember the one where they just walked around the tower and there was a sword on their back and there wasn't that much more than that.
There was a million little details in there, though. They looked at their menu. You knew what new light level was. They showed new weaponry. They showed new vault.
In the distance. Yeah. There's a bunch of little things.
There was a ton to pull out of that, and we just didn't get that this time.
Now I see. Like, the expectation, because it's a new release and what you expected. But I'm also remembering there have been some small streams, and maybe that's just where I saw it differently. I'm like, got it. They're saving the big stuff still.
So we should move on. But you guys make good points. I do want to hear what you guys think, though. So make sure you leave a comment on YouTube, on IGN. And you can always check us out on your iPhone using the IGN app, your PS4 using the IGN app, or your Xbox One using the IGN app. Mm-hmm. There. App callouts. Nailed it. And it seems semi-natural, sort of.
Is actually install it. Because I've been looking at the numbers and, the point is, if you're not there, there's no reason to install it. But if you haven't tried it and you think you'd use it, it is cool to check out.
We did have a few little updates. Oryx just tweeted out that class items are now going to be affected by shaders. That's
Oryx
CG
is
Barrett.
An employee of Bungie.
That's CG Barrett.
CG Barrett.
Yeah,
okay.
On Twitter.
I just want to make sure.
Maybe you should follow him.
I do follow him, actually.
He's working on this little Rise of Iron update.
Yes.
So, yeah.
But just Oryx himself didn't. I just wanted everybody to be clear.
He's been a Bungie like 20 years. Might be somebody you want to hit that follow button.
I do follow him. I'm going to prove it right now.
Actually, I'm just giving you crap. So he says that class items are now going to be affected by shaders, and they showed a warlock. Yeah, there you
on go. Stream, just to confirm.
Yeah.
I follow you, game director. I just didn't remember that he like I
you've
thought,
met him many times.
Yeah, what I was trying to remember was if there was like actually, you know how there's that Cryptarch. Mm-hmm. I thought you were saying like somebody.
Oh, no,
so
no,
I didn't
no,
want
no,
any
yeah,
confusion
yeah.
that it was not a non-Bungie employee.
Yeah, so he tweeted out the image of a hunter with a cape that's affected by a shader that traditionally isn't affected, and mm-hmm. some other things. So that's great news. People have been asking for shaders to affect class items for a while, and then
an hour ago.
Also, next week, modifiers in Challenge of the Elders will become random, which is great. So you're not going to be able to go in with a strategy. You're going to have to go in and adapt to whatever the modifier is each round. Do you guys think random modifiers is good for Challenge of the Elders?
Yeah, I get the high score thing and there being a weekly challenge, but you see how long it lasts, and I think they're seeing it too. Not a lot of you might be into that for the first week or two, but then it's just like. Kind of like the Nightfall, I would like to just hop in and be random, and I think that's the way Prison of Elders should be.
Yeah.
No match should be the same, because, right?
Yeah.
It should be arcade-y. Like, hop in, randomize, see what happens, because it's just that type of mode.
Yeah. I mean, I think
that's great.
That's what I liked about the lower levels of Prison when it first came out, is that they were random. I mean, before that stuff came out.
Yes.
And so, I actually like them for that reason.
Yeah. Adds a little spice.
Yeah, I still don't think I'm going to be playing, because I'm a rewards-based player, but it gives you
something. You still got your rewards. At 30 and 90?
Yeah, I know. But, meaning unless I'm chasing, I'm trying to think of, one of the guns from there that I want. But, meaning I don't have a ton of reason to
play. Dregs Promise.
So. Yeah, I already have Dregs and all the exotics. But,
yeah, I don't.
I never got Her Mercy or something like that.
Yeah, Prison was never my favorite thing. So I never got the year one weapons. And it just came out, at a strange time for me.
I mean, the point is, I don't love grinding through that because there's not a reward that I'm really chasing. I want another IS Luna roll, for example, so I'll play Crucible all day long.
That makes sense.
You don't want to kill Skolas again? I mean, that was really fun.
Skolas. Yeah. The Defiers.
Burnt for so
come
long.
To the prison. Exactly.
What burn was it? Solar?
Arc.
Just
kidding. Anyways, painful
destroy
memories.
Remember when it was Arc and everybody just nuked him with Galley?
Yeah.
That was so fun.
Oh, yeah.
It was like, melt. Okay, he's done.
Boom. Yep. Man.
Yeah. So, Fran, you had actually a fantastic topic, and I think it's a good question.
Fantastic topic.
I think it's a good question for new players who might be getting into Destiny for the first time, or...
In my case.
In your case, deleting a character, so that you can start a new one.
Yes.
Titan. And the question is, if you're starting fresh, which character should you create?
Yeah, and for a little more context.
Let's preface this way. Which character should... People create or Fran?
People.
Sorry.
Fran has three warlocks.
Wait. First me.
Okay.
So first one.
I need your help. This is the first point. Because I cannot decide. So why did I create three warlocks? People think I'm insane.
He is.
No, yeah. Originally, the grind to get like the warlock helmet out of Vault of Glass or Crota's End. Such a grind. I just did not have time for it. So I'm a math guy.
It did make sense.
It made sense to get all the gear. And guess
it
what? Did make sense. Leveling up your light level. Now you have gear. You just transferred over to the next one. And now you can go through each raid at a very high level. And it's quick, quick, quick.
And I was like, I want one character in each class so I can fully experience the world of Destiny. So yes, I made one of each.
I like that. I do.
And each is actually a different, like, one's Exo, one's human, and one is Awoken.
I'm pretty sure as much Trials and stuff as I do play now.
It doesn't probably make a difference, but
you've probably still played a lot more hours than me because of that original grind. It was such a grind.
Yeah.
So anyway, it was my way around it. Through most of year one, it was actually a really big issue.
Yeah.
As we got into Taken King, it started to loosen up a bit. You still kind of needed it, but it wasn't as big a deal to level up. And that – it is true. It was like end of last year I started to realize. I'm like, I probably should start a new character. But I already had the three, and like I would just hop into the raids, and like I don't have to like grind 20 hours of like right getting started to level 25. And then like another – or maybe it's closer to 15, but you get the point. Then it's like another 7 hours of all the quests. And long story short, you get it, why I started three, hopefully. Some of you still think I'm crazy. I understand.
Yes.
But I got all my gear that I needed very quickly, and then I just moved on and played the stuff that I like without the grind. That's just how I play. So now I'm at a point with three warlocks, and I need advice from people who have played plenty of the others. I play a ton of multiplayer, and actually that's where I feel a little incapacitated.
Hunter.
But wait.
Hunter.
There's the other side.
Yeah. Moving on.
I constantly hop into raids. And we always need another bubble or something. And so part of me wants to be, I'll just grab my Titan, go bubble. God, they're so powerful, like so useful, depending on how they set up the raid. I don't feel like you call for a hunter that often in raids. At this point, Rise of Iron could be different. We'll see. Either way, but how much I would say if I had to put weight on it, I'm weighting more towards PvP. But with that note, I've also seen, like, I like to float as a warlock. That's what I like about warlocks. Mm-hmm. I mean, should be floating in the air. But I've seen how, like, fast Titans are floating. But I also want speed on the ground. And so, all that.
To start this conversation, let's say that hunters are my least favorite class.
And least favorite.
Ooh. And the reason it is for me is because of their jumping mechanics. I started warlock also, and then I went Titan, and then I worked on my hunter.
Yeah.
And hunter just jumps very differently from the other two classes,
and it takes
a lot to get used to.
Like drop, right?
Now that I've had enough time with my hunter, I love my hunter, and I love my hunter especially for PvP.
Oh, yes.
He is fantastic in PvP and in PvE. You brought up the Titan lack of bubble. Well, I also find a lack of tether often, and it's always good to have that extra hunter that can tether for extra damage and
for
orbs.
Yeah.
So in the current raid, those are two subclasses that are desperately needed. So for you, I would say hunter is going to be a jarring change for you jump-wise.
Yes.
But it is the most dramatic change, and there is enough there where you're going to do great in multiplayer and you're going to do great in the raid.
And I want something different. Mm-hmm. It's just I want to make sure that I'm not going to like hate the play style or something.
But I will say, that's funny that you mentioned. Mm-hmm. So you started as what character first?
Warlock.
Warlock, and you were a warlock.
Yeah. You realize Sage said
when we were at Bungie a long time ago, he's like, the warlock runs into the house, sets it on fire, and then waits for the people to run out and then picks them off. Like, he uses magic.
Yes.
Basically.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. Like, I started the game as a hunter, and I feel like whatever character you start the game as, that's kind of what you gravitate towards, because I still am not a good Titan or Warlock. I just feel it's not as offensive as far as PvP goes.
Yeah.
But in the raid, and even sometimes in PvP, as a Titan, there's defensive grenades and bubbles. There's a bunch of things that it depends on your playstyle. So you're really going to have a hard time, I think.
Titan is my main multiplayer character, actually.
Yeah.
I like the Hunter, but I'm really good with the Titan. Well, okay, I'm okay.
You're good.
Comparatively, I'm good
to
with
your
the
other
Titan.
Classes,
But yeah.
But that's the thing. I mean, Titan has the ability to assist people in PvP. And from that standpoint, I mean, depending on if you're really aggressive, and I mean, again, I've played lots of PvP with you as well, you're more of a team player than an aggressive, hey, I'm going to go out there and do that. And Hunter Supers are really kind of catered to those people who play very aggressively. And from that standpoint, I think a part of me secretly wants to see you shoulder charge as a Titan. And if you have a vote, that's what's going to happen. If you go, hey, which character should I be? You're going to get people who want to just see you rock
Titan.
I like
Titans. The slam is just awesome.
Yeah, I don't want you to be a Titan because I want to continue to hear your complaints about the shoulder charge, exactly. Which are totally unfounded and wrong. Shoulder charge is fine. I get wrecked all the time with shoulder charge. You just need to learn how to combat it.
You just won't do it out of just the amount of resistance you've had to it.
One strategy I use in multiplayer with something like a shotgunner or a shoulder charger is I fall back when I see them coming in and I kite them towards me and I just pick them off with my scout.
Yeah, of course. When you see them coming.
It's not a problem.
That's not the ones that I'm talking about.
Dude, if
I'm
somebody
talking about
can
when you're mid-air and
you.
A guy like 90 degree turns like out of mid-air. I'm sorry. That's stupid.
Twilight Garrison. It's a good combination to have.
I mean, in those instances, boom. I get that it is hard to use. Like, trust me, I've heard the commentary.
So which one are you leaning towards?
Well, wait, though. Did you actually pick one?
For you, I think you probably would feel better as a Titan. The floating jump mechanic, bubble, and then even Striker.
Comfortability-wise, I agree.
I think so. Like, Hunter is going to be a pretty dramatic change for you. Yeah, I personally love Hunter, and so I feel...
But I want speed.
Betraying.
So I'll tell you, I do... The biggest thing with warlocks, they feel slow to me. So if my main objective is to get to somewhere faster,
Titan
still is
fast. If you want basically the same character control wise, Titan will get you there faster, with the same sort of jumping mechanics,
the speed burst.
Because you get
stuff.
Speed burst on your jump.
Well, I need to just start.
If you want
them,
something truly different, Hunter. Now, let's also address your question for the players at large. If you're starting the game anew, what class should you run?
Where do you start?
And the answer is really whatever you want. They all have all are pretty balanced. They all sort of have their quirks. I feel like, personally, the Warlock is a little weak right now. It's good. It has some qualities, but and we don't know what we're going to see with the raid. So I think Titan and Warlock are a little stronger right now. Titan and Hunter are a little stronger right now.
Really?
But Warlock's like just a hair below.
Really? Yeah, I don't think so.
It just depends on your playstyle.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't have...
That's the better answer.
Yeah.
How do you play?
If you play very aggressively, like Hunter really has an arsenal of supers that are very offensive, especially you think you get 3 shots of your golden gun or 3 tethers. There's just a bunch of things. And Blade Dancer lasts forever.
Yeah,
so,
I mean, remember... talking to people who obviously have played it at one point in time.
Titan's original design concept was in your face, get in there, you're a soldier. Hunter was the original design concept was sniper.
Sniping.
Snipe. That's why Golden Gun was the first ability. And then Arcblade is like, okay, I'm backed into a corner. Arcblade, kill everything, and then you push in, but then you fall back. That's kind of like the idea or concept that they have with those two. Mm-hmm. And then Warlock is kind of like I use magical abilities and like a sort of mid-range balance between those two.
Yeah, I mean, Warlock's been great for me overall, except I do get too floaty too often. And so that's something one of the reasons I'm thinking about Hunter is to keep my feet on the ground and not rely on that.
But really, as a new player, what abilities look the most interesting to you? Do you like the idea of popping lightning and electrocuting everybody or throwing a Nova Bomb or being able to revive yourself and support your teammates that way? Or as a hunter, Golden Gun, Arcblade, a damage boost. And then Titan, it's bubble support, super.
Yeah, it could
and,
be any of them. Like,
and hammer.
I think,
for
again,
range.
Yeah, they did a good job balancing those. You don't feel like you're missing. Like, yes. Warlock is going to feel like they're missing a bubble, and a bubble is going to feel like, wow, I can't believe you have res, and so on. But like at the end of the day, they all have good stuff. I mean, Golden Gun, right? Like, is awesome.
Super.
So like, you never feel like you're left out, and they honestly have done a very good job with that and balancing it over time. So honestly, you can't go wrong. But playstyle definitely. What I would say is knowing everything that I know about the characters, and we'll see as time goes on. But like, I picked the right character. Yeah. Like, I like. Warlocks, like I like the floatiness, like,
but it's all
I,
you
I like
know.
Magic.
It's
it is all
you
I
know.
But, but that was the point. I know my playstyle.
Okay. Yeah.
So I already know that I picked the right character to start with. And I'll probably still like Warlocks the most, but I know that I'm going to love some of these abilities on a Hunter or Titan. I gotta decide. It's funny, the more that everyone wants me to start a Hunter, actually, because it's so different. But
I would miss your Titan shoulder charge.
But my instinct based on, you know, just what I've seen and played against is like, man, I should just start a Titan. Like, I'd be right at home. I'd be good with it.
Yeah.
But I feel like I need to disrupt myself and force myself to learn like a really different style.
That's good. And that's the reason why I think you should do a Hunter. I mean, it's a very different style of gameplay. I think the other thing too, and I don't know if you mentioned it, I initially, you know, did all three right off the bat. I wasn't sure which one I liked, and the combination of just understanding how your opponent plays, especially in PvP, is to be able to use the various things. Like, it's amazing to me, for all the PvP you play, you've not yet had to experience.
Yeah, I haven't had to use it.
Yeah, you haven't had to use it, so you don't really know it so much.
I know how it works.
But being hit by it and actually doing it to somebody, very different.
Yeah,
so,
of course.
From that standpoint.
Of course, yeah. Like, you can say, like, fusion sticky grenades, you know, are, like, super powerful, but they are, like, if you're up close, okay, easier to hit, but they are not super easy from a distance. So everything's got that balance to it. And I realized that was shoulder charge, but still, it could be touched up a little bit. That's all that I'm saying.
We do have one more topic you wanted to cover off on. We're just going to go a little bit over. Do you have time to?
Yeah.
All right. Then let's talk about Rise of Iron's multiplayer mode. Why don't you just phrase this the way you would like to?
Yes, so for me, I know that we've talked about it a little bit, but as time nears, and I think probably Gamescom is the place, you know, it's still just a guess. It could be Plaguelands reveal, or we don't know yet. But I think they're going to come out and say, here's the new mode for Crucible. It's a good place to do it, because they revealed, again, the modes for Taken King back at E3 last year. I was a little surprised that it's such a wait. Mm-hmm. But that was also when they had, you know, Mayhem plus Rift for introduction. So they had a lot to work with, and they have fewer things now. Anyway, so the question is, having time to think about it, having maybe played Iron Banner recently and yada yada, what do we think they are actually going to introduce? So I said to Destin, I was like, well, if we're going to go in, we need to at least think about it like more deeply, have some reasoning. I talked to CJ about Bungie's past. I think we should touch on that a little bit because it might inform us. But I'm having trouble arriving at a conclusion, but I have something at least. And maybe we need help on the details getting there. But I think, thinking about it more, that it's not just going to be like Rift, where it's something that you can play Monday through Sunday.
It's a version of Capture the Flag.
No, I think it's going to – I'm going to call it Weekly Iron for now. But we've got Iron Banner. Mm-hmm. Then we've got Trials, the super hardcore 3v3. But we don't have like a weekly ritual other than like the, you know, the weekly Crucible Bounty of something that resides every week as probably 6v6. And so I think it's going to be some combination of a Saladin reward, right? A weekly iron. It's not going to be Iron Banner where it randomly rotates. That's the piece I don't know yet, is what is the gameplay, you know? We were looking over and talking about some Bungie stuff like what was the match where you had the sword, the zombie?
Zombies, yeah. It was like, and that derived of an old Halo 2 game type, but they actually, you know, did it their own for Halo 3 and after.
So yeah, and you basically, one person spawns in with the sword on their own, right? They're alone?
Yeah. They're infected.
Yeah, they're infected. Yeah.
And everybody else has shotguns. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you try and kill the sword guy. Yeah.
So I don't think it's necessarily that, but I'm wondering, like, is there something that
and
could do
And when they get killed, that person gets a sword.
Yeah. You sort of become enslaved or whatever, right?
Yeah, sure.
But I was like, could it maybe be something with the relic, the axe, maybe that could have something to do with it, but I'm not sure. That's what's weird.
Like a power weapon on the field.
Yeah, because they've...
That's not heavy.
Because they have effectively captured the flag, you know, which is Rift. It's a different version of it. It could just be a real capture the flag.
What you just described to me, if they had a relic on the thing, it's basically Juggernaut.
Yeah.
You pick up an item. It was a skull in Juggernaut, and you become super powered, and you can do way more damage.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it reached into a couple of the other ones. Yeah, you had like the giant like hammer.
Yeah.
You just,
that sounds cool. Around. That sounds cool.
But were you alone?
I can compare it to something that exists. So, yeah.
But were you in Juggernaut? Were you like alone?
Juggernaut,
at
it
first?
Was how who can be the Juggernaut the longest, and you try and fill up a time bar as the Juggernaut.
Oh, it was free for all, though.
I think you pick up a skull. If I remember right, you pick up a skull and you. I think maybe you could use a pistol or like the goal is just to hold it. No, that was oddball.
Yeah, that was oddball. So you became the Juggernaut, and then you basically it was
you're strong. You were
super
strong.
Yeah, it was you against everybody else. Mm-hmm. So you kind of were. It depends on who you played with. If you knew the people you're playing with, then obviously you don't sometimes have that ability with Destiny. There's no customs.
Yeah.
You know, you could actually kind of team up and then figure it out. But yeah, I don't know. That might be a hard one to. Because you need to basically go in almost like to a rumble scene rather than a 6v6 one.
Yeah, maybe it is that. Rumble though, like every Iron Lord for themselves.
Yeah.
So I couldn't get there with what the mechanic would be because I was searching for it. It was very clear to us before. We said, well, they're going to do Capture the Flag. Mm-hmm. Oh, it turns out it's Rift. Mayhem, we didn't expect, but like a, you know, super-powered match.
Makes
it was
sense.
An interesting easy ad.
Yeah.
I think this one's going to be a lot more thoughtful. So I don't know. Destin said he had something.
So I had something. This is more just something I like to see in Destiny, and it's some version of the gun game that was made popular by Call of Duty. I think that's Black a really Ops. Interesting concept. Like everybody starts with pistols, and then when you get a pistol – whatever the lower weapon is, probably ARs.
Yeah.
Right now. So everybody starts with ARs. You get a kill with the AR. You get the next level. Then you get like Hawkmoon.
You know? Yeah. You start, everybody goes up.
And tiers. Then it escalates. And then you end, you get a heavy machine gun or something. Or a rocket launcher. Yeah. And then I don't know. I don't get that far.
That'd be interesting.
So.
Well, maybe the axe is the last ultimate. Yeah. You know, weapon that you land.
Then you have
on.
The axe. And the goal is to get like one kill with every weapon. And then once you get to the top, you get that final kill and then you win. You know.
And that'd be
the
very cool.
That would kind of fit with the Iron Banner theme, I think. Sort of like all Iron Banner weapons and then like you upgrade and then. But Bungie would definitely put their own spin on it. They figure out a way to make it different. They never just like do Capture the Flag again. They Rift, which is an interesting take on Capture the Flag. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. What about you, CJ?
I mean, I was a big fan of, you know, Modern Warfare 2, 3, those games, when they introduced Kill Confirmed. So that's
kill
like
confirmed.
A... Yeah, do you remember playing that?
Yeah.
You ever done that? Where you would kill somebody, they would drop dodge kegs. Maybe in this situation, they drop, you know, something, you know...
it was like the skull drops in...
similar. Yeah.
Invasion. No.
Reach. Halo Reach had a mode like
they drop
that.
Their butt sash.
Yeah, they drop the butt sash or the bond or the cape and you pick it up.
Yeah.
But yeah, something like that. I mean, it was really... That was probably my most favorite gameplay, actually, of that series.
But
like,
wait, you got a kill, and then you collected that person's tags.
So what happened was when you
killed
them...
You
kill
them, but then you have to touch their tags to get more points.
Yes. But then when you died...
Someone else...
Yeah. When you died, you also dropped a tag, and so your teammate could pick up that tag and save, you know, from
points.
The enemy getting it. Yeah. And so then it was a combination of being...
It was like, get over, go grab that.
Yeah,
like,
when to push to get tags, and then also when to then collect your, you know, your teammates.
That was very fun. The fact that both of us came to a Call of Duty conclusion does make me a little nervous, and I want to clarify, at least for me, I don't want Destiny to be more like Call of Duty.
No.
I think it's different enough that I like it and it plays at a pace that I enjoy. Mm-hmm. Call of Duty is just... It's its own beast.
They don't play the same. Yeah, their mechanics.
But they don't. And I'm saying, hey, Bungie, be more like Call of Duty.
No. But that was a fun game mode within the context of that Modern Warfare 2 Black Ops pace. Like, that would be a cool gameplay mode to add to Destiny, regardless of
their take on what you're describing would be really interesting this
season. Yeah, I think so. Mm-hmm. Because there's enough of the lore that they could introduce into it where you had to potentially, because it's the rewards. That's a beautiful part about Destiny that has not really been done in all the other games. They found a way to make PvP and PvE weapons somehow mesh together in this universe. I still don't know how they've done it. It's amazing when you think about it.
What if it was silver and at the end of every multiplayer match, the person with the most silver got like two more silver? People would go
Sterling.
Nuts.
Yeah, exactly.
The Sterling. Yeah.
That'd
like
be
the actual
people,
currency that you can get.
That'd be crazy.
Yeah.
Walking down a slippery slope there.
I was just thinking.
Don't do that. Don't actually do that.
Yeah, I was also just thinking, are they likely to use something they've already developed, which happens a lot in situations like this. So like Crimson Doubles, we did have that overpowered sort of feature, which relates to relics.
It was
starting to think there's a good chance, the more we talk about it, there's something in there that could be, you know.
That they were testing it?
Where you rise to this second level something during the match.
So I bet you get on a Sparrow and go to the finish line, and the first person to get to the finish line gets a damage
increase. It's a triathlon.
Yeah, it's a triathlon. Oh, my God. What if that's why they've been doing these tests?
That's why they didn't bring back SRL.
Then you have to put on your Halloween mask.
then there's a sniper range.
And then there's like a dance
speed shooting.
And then you get like rated on your dancing. And then you got to go on to like, it's a decathlon. Maybe we nailed it.
Yeah, all right. Make it happen, Bungie. More golden ideas from Fire Team chat over here.
What do you guys, but seriously, what do you think? I mean, I have no idea. Do you think we're in a situation where we need a new Crucible match that is available every day of the week and the rewards are just part of Crucible because that's kind of how it would probably be designed? Hmm. Or, like me, I believe and think it might be a more special thing that only appears weekly.
Custom rewards go a long way. That's why I play Trials. That's why I love Iron Banner.
And
I love getting those slick armor sets.
Yep.
Yeah, and that's why
I
arrived
support
at
that.
Because Trials is too – we talked about it in the last few episodes. Like somebody said, I think it was 18%. I'm sorry. One out of every five people get to participate in something like that. We need a mode that addresses that. And that's why I do believe a weekly iron, I will call it, will solve that. That's why I arrived at that.
It sounds like
I don't know how it'll play.
Every week I have to iron my shirts.
Yeah. There's a bounty.
The weekly iron. You iron Lord Saladin's butt sash, and whoever can tap square or X the fastest wins.
Oh, wow.
Sorry.
That's a lot of
more gold ideas.
That's a lot of butt sash tapping.
More gold ideas.
I will say I do miss the days of being able to have like a custom tier match in whatever sort of weapon that you want to have, like whether or not it's snipers versus snipers. I mean, that's
a pistol sniper. When they announced it, they're going to have game customization options.
Yeah, I mean,
but I think.
I don't know. I mean,
that's something they need.
I don't know how they would do it.
You think in addition to a new mode, or do you think maybe there's a mistranslation that's we're only going to have the same modes, but now you can do custom. See, I don't think that's...
Yeah, because within context of your interface, think about, like, okay, you have a certain amount of weapons. You're not always guaranteed to have, like, a sniper in your special inventory. Mm-hmm. So I don't know how they would do that unless they just gave you a random sniper. Yeah.
To answer your question, though, Fran, I think that's an additional thing that they'll be announcing, custom game matches. It's something that they need, but they have to do a new thing for Rise of Iron because they said they are, right?
They said there's a new Crucible mode.
Yeah.
Match type. Sorry, this is match type.
Yeah, so we are
there's
getting
new maps,
match.
By the way, too.
Yeah.
We just don't know. It's like there's PlayStation exclusives. We don't know.
Yeah.
There's all new stuff like that. But as we understand, right, there's a new match type. But on top of that, you're speculating that they could drop the custom. I mean, that would be huge. I'm surprised. I honestly don't think they're in a position.
Why are you
to
so
do
against
that.
It, Fran?
I'm not against it. It is so way overdue.
Well, and that's it. I mean, not to be like a downer. Like, I think the custom game ship has sailed. Like, I wanted it so badly as well.
I think it's the engine. I think it's an engine limitation.
Yeah. Server side, too. Yeah. I mean, they need to rebuild so much. That's why I'm like, oh, of course we all want it as soon as possible. I don't think it's realistic to think they're going to like have match types plus that.
Guys, we're pretty far over. We should probably wrap it up. This was a great episode. Thank you for the fantastic conversation joining us.
I hope it was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
I think it was.
Titan
on the back.
Titan or Hunter? Are you going to put a little vote there?
So make sure I'm going to be looking in the comments. I'll probably put a poll on my Twitter after this or even before the episode. Start voting because by within 24 hours from now I need to get this done, get it started because I'm leaving for vacation soon. I won't be on the episode next week, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. But anyway, long story short, I actually need to take some votes and need a little more help. Not that I don't trust you guys, but
next week we'll be dedicated to making fun of Fran while he's gone. So be sure you tune into that
as he becomes a Titan. Yeah.
You know, exactly, we'll see.
Definitely. So, all right, guys, we're gonna wrap it up. Thank you so much. You ready for the outro?
Of course.
All right, everybody. That was this week's episode, and until next time,
Guardians out.
Contained herein are the heresies of Radolf Buntwine, erstwhile monk-turned-traveling medical investigator. Join me as I uncover the blasphemous truth of a plague-ridden world, that ours is not a loving God, and we are not its favored children. The heresies of Radolf Buntwine, coming January 2nd, wherever podcasts are available.